When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hymns for the Road is a fiction podcast that often takes place inside a moving vehicle. Listener discretion is advised while driving. General content warnings are listed in the show notes.
Wide, I can't cross over. Neither have I wings to fly.
Build me a boat that can carry me to.
And both shall my love and I.
I like that one.
Me too.
You're supposed to catch it.
You want to go join?
No.
It's a nice day, isn't it?
Sure.
Any day's a nice day after how long the other night was.
Do you think we did anything to cause that?
I doubt it. I think it was a territory dispute between the Falls and the Winters.
Hmm. At least it wasn't our fault.
Hmm. I agree. It's been a while since we come across a real rest stop, hasn't it?
I guess.
Can't believe there ain't a toll here. Especially since we stayed more than a day. And it's so clean. I don't think I've ever been so happy to see a working toilet.
I bet they'll charge us later.
I don't know. Maybe whoever was involved in last night's feud is too tired to bother us. If there's anybody living out here at all. Sometimes we get lucky.
Hmm.
Are you all right?
How long do you think the other night actually was, anyway?
Hard to say. Glass said it felt like 20 hours. Felt like days to me. Hard to tell when the land keeps changing so suddenly.
Our gas shouldn't have lasted that long.
Maybe not. But that's magic for you.
Amber almost threw it over the fence.
Glass is a bad cat.
Amber could have summoned somebody.
Summoned the frisbee demon to break those weak catching arms of yours, maybe.
How are things over here? You guys want to play with us?
Nah.
How about you?
I'm tired just watching you.
I need some water.
Use the spigot over yonder.
You finished the sigil?
Sure did. I did it in shock, though. It won't last all day.
Excellent. Nice to loosen up after all that.
You must have slept for 18 hours yesterday.
Do you blame me?
No. Long nights wouldn't be so bad if we could sleep through them.
Or park. Ooh, the Falls own this one.
What's it taste like?
Like how my first grade classroom smelled. Yours?
Friday.
The day of the week?
Yep.
Is it good?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, they really come through sometimes.
I wish I had a hammock.
I had one when I was in college, I think. Maybe we could try trading for one sometime.
Yeah? With what?
One drawing of my good side.
Where you going, darling?
Roof. I'm coming.
Yeah, save me a spot.
Y'all have fun.
Come on, Silver.
I'm all right down here.
Come on, Silver.
Fine, fine. I'll come up. Oh, watch it now.
You got it?
Yeah, yeah, I got it.
See, it's nice up here.
Ooh, it's getting chilly already.
You better not be using that as an excuse.
I'm not, just something I noticed.
What are you writing?
A poem.
What about?
The Long Night.
Oh.
You should add some stuff. Say we stopped it ourselves.
We didn't stop it ourselves.
I know, I just thought it would be fun.
So, how about the long night, huh? That was, something, wasn't it?
I actually think the one that happened last spring was longer.
Yeah, nice that we only got two this year. Well, so far.
Glass, how you feeling? Sore?
A little bit, yeah.
You're off the hook for driving for a long time.
My tailbone still kinda hurts.
Still got time to take another rest, if you want. The sun ain't gonna be this warm much longer.
I'm fine. I'll rest it up. How about you, Silver?
I don't have much faith that things will be that much better. It's nice out today. I'm trying to enjoy it.
You know, in spite of everything during the drive, did you guys see the stars?
They were so bright.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Isn't that just the way it goes now?
When everything first changed, I thought I would miss everything being green.
Plenty of things are still green.
My point was, I don't miss everything being green.
I like the pink grass.
The blue pine trees.
I love the blue pine trees.
Remember that red lake we stopped by?
I was so surprised that it didn't look more like blood.
It looked like strawberry soda.
And it tasted like boiled lake water.
Copper?
You all right? Did I say something?
I'm gonna go check on him. Hey. Are you all right?
The stars really did look great the other night, didn't they?
Copper, if something's on your mind, you could
no,
just...
No, it's fine. Everything is fine. Why don't we all just go on the roof and talk about how fantastic the stars were?
You're upset.
Long nights suck.
Yeah. They do.
Can we stop acting like it wasn't a total nightmare?
You've been through these before, Copper. I didn't realize it would affect you so much this time around.
Why wouldn't it? We were driving for days. It was dark for so long. We couldn't sleep and we couldn't stop and we couldn't change drivers. And things kept banging on the windows and you are all on the roof talking about the stupid stars.
But wasn't it nice to see them so bright?
Sure, sure, it was nice to see the stars. We see tons of nice things all the time. The pink grass is nice until it starts growing roots into your feet. And the blue pine trees are nice until you realize the whispering sound isn't the wind, it's actual whispering. In a voice you know but you don't know where from because they took the memory. And the Red Lake gave us all stomach cramps. I just want us to stop pretending that all of this isn't horrible.
You're right. It is horrible.
Yeah.
But we can't do nothing about that right now, can we?
No.
So why shouldn't we be allowed to enjoy the couple of nice things we got? Long nights are like bad dreams, Copper. Once they're over, they kinda melt away. Maybe it's different for you since you're so young, but Amber and Glass? They're not taking it serious. They're just better at letting it be over once it's over.
Easy for Glass. They don't take anything seriously.
And that ain't always a bad thing. We already know that most of it is terrible. We know. But we ain't gonna make it very far if we can't find nothing good to hold on to.
Like the somewhere better?
Like to somewhere better.
How much do you remember?
Of before?
Yeah.
Enough to say that the world before wasn't always much better.
I don't remember much at all.
Amber's got a lot of gaps in her memory, too. I think Glass and I just got lucky. Or maybe it's because we're older. When I was a kid, I grew up next to a big factory. It was loud and it stank. And it sat in view of my window like the stitches in a botched surgery. And I would watch it breathe poison into the air. And I knew I was too small to stop it. But at night, oh, the lights were beautiful. I would look at it out my window, imagining it was a far-off city or a space station. It wasn't just terrible, and it wasn't just beautiful. It was both. Things often are.
I guess.
Hey, I don't want to interrupt you guys, but...
Hey, the birds!
Yeah, there's a flock of birds coming.
Do you want to see the birds?
Yeah.
What were you guys talking about in there?
Which way are they coming from?
Over there.
Oh, no kidding.
They look like the Northern Lights.
Do you think that's on purpose?
I doubt it.
They're good mimics, but I don't think they do it with any kind of intention.
I don't think any of them do things with intention, really.
The birds?
The folk. Any of them. All of them. They just do what they want to do, and it's their world now. We're just in it.
Which ain't all that different from the way humans ran things when you think about it.
They are my weird uncle, and we are just raccoons stuck in the recycling bin.
You remember your uncle's raccoon recycle bin, but you don't remember where he used to live?
Must not have been important.
What do you think happened to your uncle when it all went down?
Maybe they turned them into a raccoon.
Careful what you joke about, Amber.
What do you guys think the somewhere better is gonna look like? Aside from what the signs say?
An island. Running water all around. Going fast enough that they can't get over. The water's a dark wall. The colors are bright on the inside.
Somehow I've always pictured it as one big building. Made out of logs. Like a ski lodge or something.
I don't know. But the plants would be green. There would be mountains. Old, shallow mountains. And we would never have to worry about who's listening, or who's watching, or who we might be offending. And we could talk about whatever we want.
We should have given you more time, huh, Copper?
What?
More time to deal with the other night.
Before we jump back into fall break mode again.
No, it's fine.
They're right. We should have.
Are you okay?
No.
Come here.
Last night sucked.
I know.
Thanks for sticking it out with us, Copper. You did great.
I thought it was never gonna end.
It's all right. It's over now.
I know.
Get in here, Silver.
Oh.
You too, Amber.
No. Okay, yeah, all right. Can we camp here again tonight?
It'll probably still be too cold to sleep outside, but yeah.
I don't care about that. It's just nice here.
I think I'm gonna take a nap while the sun's still out.
Me next if there's enough time.
How about Copper next if there's enough time?
No, it's fine. They can go next.
How you feeling? Do you want to go back in the car?
No. I think I want to watch the birds some more.
They're pretty neat, aren't they?
Yeah. Kinda nice. Love is handsome, and love is fine. The sweetest flower, when first it's new. But love grows old and waxes cold and fades away like summer dew.
Build me a boat that can carry me to.
Hymns for the Road is a podcast written and produced by Anna McGuire. Starring Maurice Thomas as Silver, Pau Panganiban as Glass, Grizz Sibanek as Amber, and Tabitha Bardal as Copper. Original music by Joshua David Mitchell. This episode's hymn is The Water is Wide, a Scottish folk song. Sign up for our newsletter at hodgepodgeaudio.com or support our work on patreon.com/findusalive. Thank you for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.